The State of the Air report assesses the levels of ozone and particle pollution in areas closest to air monitoring stations across the country. The American Lung Association of the Northeast found that while air quality is the cleanest since the annual report began 13 years ago, air quality in New York and Connecticut remains overall unhealthy. Lung Association Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy Janice Nolan says while some areas receive their highest grades ever, 127 million people still deal with poor air quality.
Overall, the improvements came because of three things that have been put in place since the middle of the last decade. Things that cleaned up coal-fired power plants, which are a huge source, especially in the pollution that New York and Connecticut are facing. Also, diesel engines, diesel fuel, and also cleaning up SUVs and pickup trucks, gasoline-powered vehicles. So we are saying great progress, but we say that with the understanding that we still have a long way to go.
In New York, 6 of 34 counties with monitoring stations received a failing grade. But that's an improvement over last year's report, which failed 16 counties, according to American Lung Association in New York Vice President Michael Seelback.
This report shows us that while we have made improvements, 3.2 million New York residents, roughly 1 in 6, live in a county with failing air quality. And New York's failing air quality isn't just happening in one area of the state. We need to protect the Clean Air Act. Some in Congress, including some House members from New York, want to weaken the act and take away EPA's authority to regulate dangerous pollutants.
Schenectady County had the cleanest air in the capital region of New York, and Essex County is among the top five cleanest counties nationally for annual particle pollution. But Westchester County is the third ozone dirtiest in the state, and New York City is ranked as one of the 15 most ozone-polluted cities in the nation. That dirty air is flowing into neighboring states. American Lung Association of the Northeast Senior Vice President for Health Promotion and Public Policy, Ed Miller, says Connecticut's Fairfield County is the most polluted county in the New York City metropolitan area, with the worst ozone levels in the Northeast.
We're breathing pollution coming in from New York, the metropolitan area, as well as old dirty power plants of the Midwest, which we're downwind of. And that's just one reason why the Clean Air Act is so important to those of us in Connecticut and the Northeast. We need the federal government and a strong Clean Air Act to tighten the standards for these pollutants that are making their way into us from out of state.
Michael Seelback emphasized that the Clean Air Act must be protected in order for air quality to improve.
Across New York and across Connecticut and the Northeast, the threats are the same. Our region receives a vast amount of air pollution across state lines. We could have strong local and state laws dealing with air pollution, but we need a strong Clean Air Act. And unfortunately, there's some in Congress that are saying that we should roll back the Clean Air Act or roll back the authority that the EPA has to regulate air pollution. And this report should make it clear that we cannot do that, that we need to continue our progress in cleaning up our air, ensuring that we can prevent pollution from all sources, especially those from outside our state.
The report shows that the cleanest counties in Massachusetts, with A grades for short-term particle pollution, are Bristol, Essex, Middlesex, Plymouth, and Worcester. In Vermont, Burlington was among the top cleanest cities nationally in short and long-term particle pollution. The State of the Air report bases its grades on the U.S. EPA's Air Quality Index. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.